AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 527 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question from Jay, and a fun fact about Jay's question is his question is number 2016 that I've received, and this is the year 2016. It's a great question, too, so pay attention. But before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. FreshBooks is an awesome company helping over 3 million small businesses, including my own, that can help yours too, with helping keep track of your business finances from your income to your expenses, managing all that, plus your invoicing too. They make it really easy and professional to do that and get paid from your clients and your students and those who you work with, who you bill. So if you want to check it out for 30 days for free, head on over to GetFreshBooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's GetFreshBooks.com, enter Ask Pat. Thanks so much, and here's today's question from Jay.
Hi, Pat. My name is Jay, calling from Vancouver, British Columbia. I want to thank you for all the work that you do. I'm a big fan. I'm a father to a three-year-old daughter myself, and it's inspiring to see how you emphasize being a family man and also have this successful online business going and willing to help millions of other people. My question today comes from the discouragement from my heart. When I first encountered this idea of passive income and online business, I was really excited. I even have a good idea that I feel like I can pursue. However, I think the momentum has slowly, it slowed down, and I'm starting to realize that there's a lot of work involved and a lot of obstacles that I need to go over. And I'm starting to feel a little discouraged. I'm starting to dread being, at work, which I didn't really before. And, I feel like I'm not getting anywhere, and I'm starting to get a little impatient, and I think this all leads up to being discouraged. And after work, I'm tired. I don't have energy to play with my daughter or as much energy as before. And I feel like I really want to hustle and keep going, but I feel like I'm losing a little bit of energy and momentum. And, I just want to, ask you how you dealt with these type of emotions and, roadblocks in your entrepreneurial journey. Thank you for all you do, and hope to hear from you soon. And thank you for all the emails, the extra email efforts that you've been putting in. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Hey, what's up, Jay? Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it and your honesty, and of course, all your supportive words for what I do. But let's focus, you know, on you and what you're going through. And I just want to let you know that you're not alone. There's a lot of people who are listening to this right now who are in the exact same boat as you, who have something worth fighting for, obviously, and a lot more than just your daughter, of course. But, you know, we have these big goals and aspirations and things we want to do in our lives, and we try to do things to allow us to make those things happen. And passive income is definitely one of those ways to obtain those kinds of freedoms, but it doesn't come easy. And, you know, that's one of the things that I do in my site is I definitely tell people that this is not easy. This doesn't happen overnight. And, you know, hopefully I've been able to at least put a little truth behind what it really takes to build a successful online business. But of course, as we all do and want, we want things to happen sooner than later. And as we put in a lot of hard work and effort into whatever we do on the side or in our new gig that we try to do as an entrepreneur, it's tough. It's real tough. And at first, I remember wanting to give up so many times. This was, and I'm rewinding back to 2008 when I had gotten laid off and, you know, had just proposed to my girlfriend and she said yes. And then I got told I was going to get let go, moved back in with my parents, and I just wanted things to work. And I think part of the reason why it did work, I mean, I had a number of things working in my favor. One of the big things was I actually had gotten laid off. So I had a lot of free time, which was definitely helpful. I'm not going to try and avoid the fact that I had a lot of time to figure this out, at least more time than a lot of people do. Even though I still had some work hours left until my final termination date, I wasn't working on architecture stuff. I was trying to figure things out. And one of the things that excited me most was internet business, which I had heard about at that time through a podcast called Internet Business Mastery. So that's the first thing I would mention is just try to get inspiration from wherever you can get inspiration, whoever seems to inspire you. I don't know if that's SPI or other success stories on SPI. But what really helped me was understanding that this stuff was possible, because it just made it, you know, when you're in it, it almost seems impossible. But then when you see other people who are honest and who are telling their story, who have gone through those same struggles, and you see where they're at now, you know that you're just in it. You're in that part of the journey right now. And yes, it's going to take time, it's going to take hustle, and it's going to take patience, and you're going to make mistakes, and you're not going to see results as soon as you want, but that's just a part of entrepreneurship. You know, it's almost like a test. Like, do you really want this? If you do, then you're going to do what it takes. And that's just the truth. And that's why not everybody can become an entrepreneur. And I don't say that because I don't think you won't become an entrepreneur, but because I want you to have the mindset that you will be an entrepreneur and that you will make this work. Now, in terms of the energy levels, that's one thing that I know a lot of people struggle with, is they don't have much extra time. And when they do have time, it's after they're coming home from work, and, you know, it's either spend time with the family or work on the side hustle, but they don't have any energy for either. And so none of them gets full attention, and then it just kind of is not all good from there. And so, you know, what I would recommend is if you're working on something on the side and trying to build something new, I would wake up earlier. This is by far the best advice I could give you, is to, you know, and I learned this from Hal Elrod from Miracle Morning, and by listening to several other entrepreneurs. I think Richard Branson actually just recently said, or there was an article on entrepreneur.com or Inc. magazine, I can't remember which one, where he was talking about why everybody should wake up at 5 or before 5. And he says, because that's time for you. You know, that's you waking up because you want to wake up. It's not you waking up for somebody else. It's you want to wake up because you want to wake up. And you want to wake up because you want to live a full life. You want to do things to develop personal-wise. And that's what I do in the morning. And that's what Hal teaches in The Miracle Morning. You wake up for you. You wake up before everybody else wakes up, and you get stuff done for you. And that way, you're kind of paying yourself first. And the reason I mention that is because there's a big popular financial, you know, piece of advice that people give in the personal finance world, and that is pay yourself first. And this is, you know, very much a rich dad, poor dad kind of strategy. And when you pay yourself first financially, this is you're giving yourself, you know, you're putting some money aside to build your nest egg. You're putting money aside in a savings account or some investment of some kind when you get your paycheck first, before then you pay your bills or your mortgage or your car payments or whatever. And the reason that's so important is because if you get into this habit of paying yourself first, you aren't even going to really notice that, you know, this money's going where it is going. And then over time, it's just going to build and build and build. And you're going to have this amazing nest egg over time. And this, it's the same thing with your time and where you spend it. And most of us wake up for somebody else and devote our time and energy to them first. I mean, think about the alarm clock. Who are you waking up for? Are you waking up for you, or are you waking up for somebody else's dream? And so if you wake up even an hour earlier every day, and I know some people are like, no, I can't do that. And you know what? I thought I couldn't do it too. But after I tried it out and read The Miracle Morning and learned how to do it and meditate and journal and actually get work done in the morning before my kids wake up, it was a life-changing thing. You know, I thought I was pretty productive as a night owl because I have this ability to stay up late and stay energized at that hour. But man, my life changed when I started to change and shift those hours of work into the morning hours. And that is how I've been able to write my book, Will It Fly? It was written between the hours of 5:30 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. in the morning. And yes, it was harder. Yes, I got less sleep. And yes, it was difficult, but totally worth it, because I really wanted it. I really wanted this book to be in the hands of people. And that's why what I envisioned. Visualizations, that's one part of the 6-part process that Hal teaches in the morning. But anyway, the point is, Jay, and the thing I want to give to you to walk away with in terms of advice is that you are not alone. I know you're impatient, but oftentimes people quit right before that inflection point happens. I've been told that so many times, and that's why I don't quit. And a lot of times that moment when things just start to take off is often right at that dip, right after that dip, as Seth Godin says. And so you may be in that dip right now. And what I would also mention is to try and realize what your priorities are in terms of the work that you do. So if you have however many hours or minutes a day to work, you know, make sure it's being spent on time that will be moving the needle. You need to take bold actions, especially if you give yourself an hour a day, you want to make sure that hour is well spent. And so there's a book I would recommend called The One Thing by Jay Papasan and Gary Keller. And it's amazing. It helps you determine what that next thing you should do is, and moving into the next day, you should know what that is. So when you wake up for yourself again, you're going to be motivated because that's your time for you before you give it to anybody else. Even before you give it to your family, you got to take care of yourself first in that way. It's like on the airplane when they tell you to put your mask on first before you help other people. You need to have that on you first before you could help other people out too. And this is kind of an example of that. So Jay, I hope this answers your question, or at least gives you some encouragement moving forward. You know, I'm pretty sure a lot of the people who are listening to this are right there with you. And actually, if you want to give Jay some words of encouragement, for those of you who know exactly what Jay's talking about, which I'm sure we all do, hit him up on Twitter. Actually, use the hashtag AskPat527. And, you know, Jay, I just, you know, we're all here for you, man. I mean, we're a community, SPI community. I'm, you know, we're all in this together, and I struggle. I mean, when I was writing this book that I have coming out February 1st, I mean, I wanted to give up. I was impatient with it. I was just, you know, staring at a blank screen for hours, and I felt like I was wasting time. And it really wasn't until I got encouragement from others that I knew that this was going to work. You know, people who I connected with, and that's the last piece of advice I want to give to you. So if anybody wants to connect with Jay, hashtag AskPat527. Talking with other people about this, just like you've talked about it with me today, is a great thing to get it off your chest, but also just realize that you're not alone. And, you know, hopefully you can hook up with some other people who are going through this with you, or who are a little bit ahead of you, so that they can give you some more specific advice on exactly where you're at and the business that you're trying to create. Cheers. Thanks so much. And I wish you all the best, Jay. Keep us posted, please. And feel free to send me an email. I'd love to feature your success story on the show someday, so we'll make it happen. Thanks, Jay. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. I also want to thank everybody else out there who's asked a question and is asking questions. Just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And I also want to thank, again, FreshBooks for making it awesome and actually kind of fun to keep track of finances. I mean, it definitely wasn't fun for me at the beginning because I didn't use FreshBooks. I used Excel to keep track of stuff. And man, especially come tax season, like when tax season rolled around and I had my Excel file to kind of go through and figure out, it just wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty at all. But once I started using FreshBooks, it made it a lot easier to take care of. And I know it can help you out too, just like they're helping out the other 3 million small business owners. So if you want to check it out for free for 30 days, head on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. And you know what, guys? This online business stuff, it takes work. It takes work, and it's awesome. The fact that we are here trying to build our own lives and live life in the way that we want to live, and we now live in a world and in an age where it is totally possible. We're seeing it all the time. And don't be discouraged if you see other people doing it. You should be encouraged because you know it's possible, and because there are people out there who want to help. And all it takes is just work and understanding what it is that you're doing and how it's moving the needle. Really, you need to know what you're doing and how is it helping. And if you don't know, you got to talk to other people. So cheers, take care, and here's a quote to finish off the day by Coco Chanel. If you were born without wings, do nothing to prevent them from growing. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye.